This is the first in a series called, Richmond Under Construction, highlighting development in the city. Email Marantanen at richmond-news.com if you want to highlight an area in Richmond undergoing a transformation. In the 1950s and 1960s, Richmond was often referred to, surely, lovingly, as Ditchmond. This was because there were deep ditches along the roads, even busy ones like No. 3 Road, to control the flow of water in the city. Most ditches in Richmond city center are buried and replaced by culverts. But there's still one city center neighborhood, the Spires Road area just off Cooney Road and south of Westminster Highway, where you still have ditches along the side of the roads. But these, too, will soon be gone as the area undergoes a massive transformation from a typical suburban neighborhood of single-family homes with expansive lots to a high-density townhouse area. And as the townhouses go up, the ditches get covered. While most people have noticed residential towers going up along No. 3 Road, in the Capstan area and around the Richmond Olympic Oval, the Spires Road area is tucked away off the beaten path. But the area's proximity to city center shops and services and the Canada Line make it understandably an ideal place for densification. Some projects have been completed and folks have moved in while four development signs dot the area. One project is for a 100% rental building. But construction in the area is moving at such a pace and has been so disruptive, City Council recently decided to have a traffic enforcement pilot project to see if it would help alleviate the parking problems. Several single-family homes have been sold recently with price tags between $2.10 and $2.5 million. One consolidation of four lots sold for $9.8 million. So far, these lot consolidations and subsequent townhouse developments are concentrated on the south side while the north side hasn't changed much. For sale, signs can be seen on other properties, possibly in anticipation of more lot consolidations. Last summer, City Council approved allowing even more density in the area provided developers add rental housing. As for green space and play areas for kids, city staff suggested 2 years ago that four lots designated as a park, on Spires Gate as one enters the area off Cooney Road, could actually be built up with more townhouses. Their argument was the neighborhood already has enough green space, for example, Cook School Neighborhood Park to the north, Lang Park on Saba Road and the Garden City Lands. The majority on council, however, didn't approve of removing this park, and the plan was sent back to city staff to be reworked.